Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Record.
Sure.
Yeah, you're working. There's going to be a song, Brian, mm-hmm. and then we're just going to talk from there.
Brian. Am I talking?
Well, I mean, I'll be like, hi.
Okay. Stuff
like
that.
Okay, yeah.
And then you have to respond.
It's like, always a catch.
Yeah. Excited.
You're back. Paul's back.
I'm doing well.
It's Sunday, right? Today,
yeah.
Right
yeah.
now?
Just
it's
got
Sunday.
Back from tour.
We have Brian Bergenier here.
Not right? my last name. Perfect.
I didn't pronounce it right. Yeah. How do I pronounce it? Bergenier. Bergenier.
Like
oh, yeah. really?
I said Bergenier.
Were you guys bargainers?
It's
no, okay. I just got here. You had no time to ask
so
me.
So I have like this Ohio accent is what I'm going to blame it on.
That's yeah. not what that is.
yeah. Bergenier.
Who
Brian,
else's name did you mess up?
What's up, everybody?
Duke?
We have Brian.
Dwayne Dukes.
No,
yeah,
see,
Dukes.
Normally when I say it, I have to
Dukes
be like, did
here.
I pronounce that right? Mm-hmm. And either I get a yay or a nay.
Right.
So today we got a nay.
Mm-hmm.
It's Brian Bergenier.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
We pronounce that right.
Yeah, you killed it.
So Brian Bergenier is here, right?
He is.
And I woke up today to softcore porno on YouTube.
Of him?
No, I was.
I thought the camera wasn't on.
I was.
Damn you, Jorge.
No, it was this weird thing where, like, I was watching stuff about video games, right? And I went to sleep.
As you would.
And then I woke up to this movie called The Secret Game, Romantic Passion. And it had like this, and like I just woke up to straight titties, and I'm like, I am on YouTube. So I was like, this is how I know I'm an old man now, Brian. Is I tried to report it.
Oh my
titties!
I was like, I'm gonna get this softcore porn off my YouTube. I don't want my non-existent children to find this.
That's the thing though about softcore porn is you have to go looking for it. That didn't just happen.
It happened.
I gotta go through all the filth and awful porn there is now.
It was. I mean, I was sitting there, right? I was watching gaming videos. Like it was like top 10 games that never made the U.S. and shit like this, right? I fall asleep. 6 hours later, I wake up to the romantic game, or Secret Game 3, is what it's called. Secret Game 3, the romantic movie or some shit.
Yeah.
Then I looked in the related videos for that, and there was like at least like 20 more Korean softcore porn flicks and shit
Whoa.
That you could go through and watch all on YouTube.
Was the genitalia like...
But here's where my...
No, it's not Korean hardcore porn.
No, it's Korean
softcore
porn.
Okay, so top up. I got it.
Yeah, it's just titties.
Yeah,
so,
just titties.
Just tentacles.
Yeah. So
Pikachus and shit. Yeah.
So I, like I said, I tried to report it.
Yeah.
This is where my, like, apathy settled in because it was like, you have to get on a computer. It was said, get on your desktop or laptop, find the video on YouTube, and click report there. And I was like, that's way too much fucking work to care about these softcore porn titties.
Let it ride.
Yeah, you just got to let them up
let
there.
Let her ride.
But sometimes I realize how old I'm getting because I wanted to report the softcore pornography. Like, I get mad
this
about...
This is how North Korea is going to beat us in this war.
I don't know how they're going to get us. Like,
we won't even turn their porn off.
When I think of old people, like specifically my grandpa,
mm-hmm.
most perverted person.
So he was
he
in
would
there.
Never
really?
Report that.
He'd want it on the YouTube.
He'd jack off.
I think you go back.
He actually
like
fought in Korea for your freedom to watch that. Thank you.
Andrew Goff. He's like, come so, with us.
By the way, you're welcome.
I was just like, I mean, I was so mad about the neighbor's yard not being mowed, and then I got
I saw that.
Court.
It's like a fucking safari
well,
over there.
Well, they finally like mowed, the neighbor on the other side of it mowed the front yard of over here, but it was like 3 weeks of me just like stewing.
They
like the
back before they got to the back. They
I'm like, somebody needs to mow this yard.
I gotta get my desktop computer for this.
Yeah. The report this yard.
and then I got fucking softcore porn on my YouTube. So I was
that's
just,
not a bad thing.
I was just having a bad, rough day. Like now, if it
I
was,
can't believe this neighbor's lawn's so long. Oh, and softcore porn? You gotta be kidding me.
But it just came in the related videos.
Do you think maybe he's just riddled with softcore Korean porn? That's why he hasn't attended his
lawn
yet.
Holy shit. That makes a lot more. Yeah, he's too busy reporting it.
Have you ever thought about that?
He's just stuck.
When's
in
the last time you talked to your neighbor?
I have never.
Never. Can't bring himself away from
bring him over just, a jello mold.
I don't speak to any of the neighbors. I stay away from them all.
That's on you, man.
If a full night's sleep is what it takes to get from gaming videos to softcore Korean porn, I wonder what comes next after that. Wait another day of just letting...
Purchasing a sex doll.
Just letting YouTube
just like a nice. Progressive yeah. sad.
It would have probably gotten just stuck on the porn. You think eventually it would move on to another thing?
I think it would move on to something, crazier than softcore.
Spy games.
Do an experiment.
So, Brian Barganeers here. I'm going to pronounce it right the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have to get rid of the Northeast Ohio accent is what it was.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we like to pronounce stuff like barber. Like, I'm going to go down to the burr and have a beer. Like, you know what I mean?
The burr?
That's what I do. So, but you're from
the burr.
In the extensive research I did on Facebook, it said you live in Hartford, Connecticut, right?
Yep.
So are you a giant Hartford Whalers fan? Do you miss it? Does it bleed in your heart that it's in Carolina? Or do you not care?
I went to one Whalers game as a kid. It was dope.
Yeah.
But then we got the Wolfpack.
Is that a hockey
Wolfpack
team?
Again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was all we ever had. Whalers. And and then they became the Whales. They came back for a hot second as the Whales, but we were like,
just
fuck that shit.
Jerked off. Because that was like, see.
Hey. Softcore Korean porn.
Softcore Connecticut.
Well, they're the ones eating whales, right?
Mm. I love tentacles. They don't have them.
That's
it's one of those people. Someone's eating them yummy, yummy fins. Whales.
I always feel like a kindred spirit with anybody that
that's his Ohio accent. Yeah.
Spill it. I'm a kindred spill it.
We all have it.
I always feel a kindred spirit with anybody who like I meet from a town that lost their team. You know what I mean? Like Cleveland,
Browns.
We lose the Browns for 3 years.
They
and it was,
became
like,
the Ravens.
It's death. Like when you what's up? Yeah,
Ravens,
yeah, the Ravens. And then like soon as I saw Hartford, Connecticut, I was like, oh man, them Whalers to the Carolina Hurricanes. Like it like digs deep into me anytime I see a team.
Oh, a
move.
Hockey That's team bad. That no one cared about was lost.
we didn't even care about it. Now we
I
have like a
know.
B-League like baseball team, the Hartford Yard Goats.
Oh, the Arrows are gone?
Who's fucking intimidated? No, we have the New Britain Rockettes.
The Yard Goats. So that's Connecticut. You're also close to the WWE headquarters in
Hell
Stanford.
Yeah.
So are you a big wrestling fan?
I was.
Bruno Sammartino.
Huh?
Bruno Sammartino. That's the Ohio accent coming out some more.
No, you're pronouncing it right.
You don't know who Bruno Sammartino is?
How
he
old
was
are
the
you?
Big star from like the 50s.
Yes, how old
yeah,
you
I'm
were.
Not
the,
27.
How old are
you're
you?
Like, no. You're becoming an old man. We're the same age.
Well, I'll
when
be,
I was a kid, it
I
was like
28 in July, so
yeah,
I'm just
like,
old.
Steve Austin.
I met Stone Cold Steve Austin in 1997.
You met him?
I met him and Mankind.
You got shotgun beers?
No, I was like fucking eight.
I never met Stone Cold. I never met Stone Cold, but
he
I
came to the mall. He just showed up in the music and he was wearing like all that shit.
You hear the glass shatter?
Oh yeah, that's funny. The whole song. It's glass shattering in that like three chords.
Was he chugging beers?
No, I wish.
I didn't meet Stone Cold, but I did meet a guy named Even Colder that looks like Stone Cold.
What
and
a good
he would,
story.
He'd just go around and be like, sure, yeah, I'm Even Colder, yeah. He just passed away.
What's cool?
Pour out a little
cool.
Pour out a little liquor for Even Colder.
You really kept up on him?
Even Colder?
Yeah.
He met him. They were friends.
No, Even Colder is just on every show. He was like the independent Stone Cold ripoff that wrestles at every single show around here.
Hmm.
I thought it was just a dude going into his
ECW
beers,
and lower.
Yeah. He'd just be Even Colder.
I've gone to like those like really shitty like wrestling matches
where
before.
You said like a high school gym.
Yeah, I was at a middle school one, and I'll never forget it. It was one of the worst ones ever. But these guys, they went up in like the bleachers or like the crowd of like eight people. Than me, like drunk, and You know how they like plant shit sometimes?
Mm-hmm. They had like they'll have a stunt granny.
Yeah, they were like weapons, but they were like shitty. Like they were like up there, and this guy pulls out a fucking Nintendo, and he just hits him in the head with it. And I was so mad. I was
like,
"Dude,
blowing it first?"
No,
that's fucked up. Because
I'm sure it didn't work.
Like the first time he doesn't knock the dude out, and he blows in it, then he knocks him out.
The Nintendo's like it.
The first time he's like unaffected.
Yeah,
he's like, hold on. Oh shit,
dude. Nintendo's a high price item nowadays.
I was so upset. I still have mine, but it doesn't work. I have my Super Nintendo too. My Super Nintendo still works.
I have a Super Nintendo, but no cables for it or any games or anything. Yeah, one of the comedians, Matt Brady, that came over here was just like, "You played Mario the other day. You said it on Twitter. Do you want a Super Nintendo?" I was like, "Sure." So he brought it inside, and I was like, "Fuck yeah!"
You guys don't have like a retro video game store?
No, they're not really. No,
there was one right up the road.
There's always one. It's for like a year, and then they're gone.
The exchange. We have like they're called exchange. Record exchange, where you used to like go trade in your vinyls or CDs. They'll carry all the Super Nintendos and shit like that nowadays.
Is it weird that buybacks is gone?
Buybacks?
Yeah.
They got the exchanges right around the corner.
Right. I'm sure that's why.
Local geography.
Gone. Yeah.
So
Sean asked.
So you're.
And now for another edition of
Geography
with Sean asked.
So Hartford, Connecticut, right? Mm. So I don't know much about Connecticut. I did have Paul.
Oh, let me tell you.
Let me tell me all about it. I did have Paul one time try and tell me that the correct. That's the Ohio.
Connecticut.
Yeah, he said the correct pronunciation of Connecticut.
And Connecticut.
That's how it's spelled.
I would say Connecticut. Yeah.
No, but it's spelled Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. I don't talk right either. Right. I have like some weird like Bostonian accent
it's
almost. Like
you know, it's weird. It's that Ohio.
Yeah.
It's
that Ohio. No, I say like atrocious shit. Like I saw it in like soy sauce. Mm-hmm. It's real bad.
You say
bad.
Sore?
Like sometimes. You saw? If I try not to.
Uh-huh.
I try hope. And speak like as catatonically as possible. But if I'm like
that's a good word for a white guy right there. Yeah.
Well, I'm wicked smart.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it.
That's what I say like that. Like I say like mad and like wicked a lot. Like I didn't know people.
Oh, it's
do that.
Wicked cool.
Yeah, like I was.
That's
with
New Hampshire.
I was on awesome. Tour with my friend Kyle, who's from Florida, and he's all like, "It's rad, dude," and shit. But then I was like, "Dude, I'm wicked fucking stoned," and he's like, "He's like, you're so New England," and I was like,
yeah.
"I don't know."
Yeah.
When I Googled your name, it was like a bunch of
wicked
videos.
Wicked stoned.
Yeah, wicked stoned. No, there was a bunch of videos for like your New England's funniest comic, or it was like a contest you won.
Yeah, it was a contest. Like in 2013, there was a newcomer division. I won that. Mm-hmm.
So nice. You're hanging out in New England, rolling around Hartford, Connecticut, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
all
what's
the time.
What's Hartford like? Is it a big city, or is it just kind of like your a town atmosphere? Or you got a big buildings? Like what do you got?
You guys got buildings?
What do you?
I mean,
what's going on?
I mean, it's
in
no
Hartford.
Akron, but
whoa!
It's the capital of Connecticut.
Hell yeah!
It's awful. Mm-hmm. It's super hood.
It's hood
bad.
As fuck. So
yeah, it's
like, has it been destroyed by like a bunch of people voting Republican, or like what the hell's destroyed
no,
it?
Because hood votes Democrat. Republican.
No, well, you get you know what I'm trying to say though, but
I'm not sure.
Like the downtown area, mm-hmm. there's like the state. It's like some big gold building because it's Connecticut. Because fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like a bunch of insurance companies, and then anything outside of that is just the fucking hood.
And so it just a lot of business abandoned the area.
It's like super tall buildings, but like five of them, and then like just a shitty city.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like just full of people.
Kind of like Canton.
Processing everyone's insurance.
What kind of
like
what
country?
What like what was it known for?
Insurance.
That's what it just.
Yeah, and crack and heroin and all that. Maine, the whole the governor of Maine blamed Connecticut on their big opiate problem, and I'm sure it's true.
All of our heroin's coming in from.
Everyone thinks it's like rich, like kids, like in a field, like skipping around with like deers and bunnies and shit. But that's like. All the money is just in the town where Vince McMahon lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in Greenwich.
Greenwich.
Yeah, that's it. Everything else is either the woods or terrifying.
I have a question.
What's
do you
that?
Live near Stamford, where they taped Jerry Springer?
No, that's like an hour away from where I live.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
So you haven't gone.
Well, some of my friends and a lot of them, they live in New York now for a while. You could do that as like a job, be like an extra in the audience. And you could, because they tape like... 5 of those talk shows there. Mm-hmm, so you just get like, you get like $50 a day, and, but you have to sit there for like 9 hours and just like look shocked at like whatever the fuck's going on.
That's not a bad gig.
No, I would do that.
Yeah, let's just go sit in talk shows
all day. It's cool to do once, but when you have to do that like every day, you're like, I'm not fucking going there to watch my fat, like fucking dudes in wedding dresses like yell at each other.
It's like $250 a week, so it's like 500. That's a grand a month. Yeah. For fucking sitting in on talk shows.
It's about what I make now. Fuck it.
But that makes total sense now as to why those people, their reactions on the shows, and that makes sense.
Well, they like,
they're paid.
They, yeah. Well,
well, they give you incentive. Know. They're like, if you act real cool, you'll probably be on TV. And then some, like, and then some mid-aged woman's like, oh, this is my big moment.
Yeah. I hate gays too.
Finally.
So you've basically like, you've been touring a lot. You're constantly going around the country. You'd spend, you know, 2-3 weeks out of the month every month is what it's been seeming like, really.
Yeah.
But you just call everybody and be like, hey, I'm coming to town.
Pretty
can
much
you hook me
at
up
this
with a date?
Point.
Or a Facebook message.
I mean, it didn't start like that, but it's been years of doing it like that, so it's gotten to that point.
Like, the worst part is always, like, you got to contact, like, we did it in a band for a long time, so
how I did it, too. That's how I knew how to do it.
So you started in music in the moves. So what kind of music were you doing?
It was in, like, punk bands and shit like that.
There you go. That's the exciting stuff to do,
yeah,
right?
I was hardcore.
You were hardcore?
Yeah, like we did some pretty big shows. We played with some cool bands.
So what was it? What's the? I mean, I know Hatebreed, Connecticut hardcore.
Yeah,
but
we got Weezer too. Show some respect.
Hatebreed and Weezer. Yeah. Were you like kind
of
like
pretty much all the music is covered in those two bands?
Were you just right in the middle of the two of those bands? Was
nah,
your band?
I mean, like we were punk, and then like the band that did more shit. It was like I don't even know how to explain it. We were on a lot of drugs, but it was
what
like
was the name.
The Return to Plague Thy Inventor.
Okay.
Sorry?
Exactly. It's from Macbeth.
Okay.
It's part of a sentence from Macbeth with the word the in front of it. Because we're super fucking deep. But it was like grindy. It was like grindcore, but like also ambient. Mm-hmm. So it made no sense.
Screamy?
Yeah, we couldn't sing, so we just screamed.
Fuck yeah. So you, and that was like your band you toured with?
Or was it wasn't anything like I'm doing now. Like, I'm going all over the country right now.
So you did, like, the weekend warrior type thing Friday,
Saturday,
Sunday.
Yeah, we're
going to
drive to Ludlow, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. You just hit that little New England triangle kind of.
I was also in an 8-bit band, too, for a long time.
Okay, what does that mean? Like, you
like
were
Nintendo
doing
music.
Yeah, but, like,
with screaming over
like force
buttons.
The band to,
no,
like,
yeah, like I make, well, I made, all right. So, like, after that band broke up, I slowly just started doing things more, like, by myself. Like, before I did comedy, I was, like, DJing. Like, I used to make rap beats and sell them to rappers because there's, like, 1,000 rappers where I live and shit. And then I progressively, through the grapevine, then I, like, made fun of somebody one time at a party, like, really ruthlessly. And then someone's like, you should do stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. And I was hammered, and I was like, I should. I'm really funny. And then I did it. And then I did it, like, right away. And it was, like, fucking awful. And then I just kept doing it.
So, but let's get back to music here. What did you do? Did you play guitar, sing? What were you?
I'm a drummer.
You're the drummer. See, that's.
I played a couple different instruments, but I was the drummer.
Drumming is like, that's the key spot because if your drummer
especially
leaves.
For fucking grindcore.
If your drummer leaves, your band's done. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Basically. Unless there's like a big surplus of drummers in Hartford, Connecticut.
I mean, there's some decent. We have a lot of music venues in Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah, with some decently good
ones. Is Anchors up there?
Huh?
Anchors Up?
No.
But is that a venue or a band?
Yeah,
or?
That might be Rhode Island. I'm not sure. We went on tour and like I thought we stayed in Connecticut, but it might have been.
Rhode Island, all I can really think of is like Lupo's.
Anchors Up was like a hardcore venue.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we have like the Webster Theater. It used to be like a porn theater. Now it's like a huge venue.
Mm-hmm.
Toad's Place in New Haven, because we have New Haven. That's where like Yale is and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's also
Ivy League area.
Yeah, but it's also the hood. Like it's Yale, and then crackheads asking you for money. So
that's kind. I mean, that's kind of starting to happen everywhere. Like there's beggars everywhere. I have to kick this lady out in front of my work all the time. She's got like a dog with her, and she's like, "I hopped off a train from Texas," and I'm like, "You've been here for 4 months.
In
like you didn't just hop on no train from Texas." And people feed her fruit and shit all the time.
What?
They do, man. They'll
like a squirrel?
Yeah, they'll come in and just, like, buy a bunch of fruit.
They throw peanuts at her.
Mm. So you played drums. You played everything.
I went to college for music.
Mm. Really? For, like,
I dropped out.
Like, orchestra or music theory?
Yeah, kind of.
Or...
I was going for, like, music composition, more or less, to make, eventually I wanted to make scores for films.
Mm-hmm.
But that's super fucking hard.
It is.
Yeah.
I was doing it. Like, they would give us, like, certain things to do it for, but I wasn't taking it seriously. I was going through some shit, too, and I was just getting fucked up all the time. And then I was like, I'm just going to do comedy.
Mm-hmm.
We did the same thing at Stark. We had to score The Birds by Alfred.
Oh, Alfred Hitchcock. Yeah.
We had to score that, like, whole film. Mm-hmm. It was wild.
Yeah, they gave us, like, Pixar, like, trailers and shit. Like, I remember one of the first things they made us do. It was super goofy.
So let's dial it back a little bit.
Did you sing like Randy Newman?
Yeah. Just in a booth trying
before
to impersonate
we dial
him.
Back also, do you ever venture into musical projects anymore?
I jam with people, like, but it's very rare because I do tour like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like I don't really have time for that shit.
So you
I make beats still, but that's
what you need to do, man.
Yeah.
There are the people that were just here before you record, and they buy fucking mixtapes off like Bandcamp, and it's. They're not using the beats to sell either. They're just buy it. You can buy it for like $5 to lease or whatever, or $20 to lease or some shit. You just buy like beats.
I have a bunch online for free. You could probably download it and
just
I
steal them
know.
Bitches.
I don't even care. Just ahead, just Jansen. Credit me. You don't know the name of it. It's some super secret name.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Adult pancake. Bandcamp.adultpancake.biz.
There we go.
I don't know what it is. It's that though.
Definitely dub biz.
Adult pancake. So anyway, yeah, I want to dial it back a little bit. Let's turn the time back. We're gonna go into Peabody's time machine. I wanna know Brian Bargainier as a child.
Oh god, that asshole.
So you were an asshole then?
Yeah,
that's
sure.
What I take. So you fucking you said that you got into comedy from just roasting some guy drunk. Was that kind of like your MO growing up? You're the roaster,
a bully.
No,
yeah, it's being up all these fucking nerds.
I see
shit,
it,
man.
I see it, dude. I see like a fucking.
No, I just,
it's weird because you look like Edward Scissorhands, but like you're making fun of fucking some dude at a party.
Were you into?
He
like,
deserved it though.
Were you
why? Like, Corey was a hands? Douchebag. I wouldn't just outwardly be like, you know what? I'm gonna fucking just shit on this guy.
Mm-hmm. Were you on into sports or anything
I played
like that?
Sports when I was a kid. Yeah, sure.
Baseball.
Played all that
I'm
shit.
Just trying. You just played everything.
Yeah. Shortstop, right?
Yeah, yeah,
we like the guest position.
When I played Little League, I was like the pitcher. Actually.
Fuck
yeah! God,
I was an athletic kid. Like I used, and then like when I was like a teenager, like I skateboarded and all that shit. Mm-hmm.
Because you were into punk rock and shit.
Right, exactly. And I got hit by a car when I was like 14.
On a skateboard?
Yeah. And I broke a bunch of bones, so then I'm now.
So how
fat.
Do you get hit by a car on a skateboard? You just
I don't
ride
remember.
Out into traffic?
Huh,
or like...
Gee, I wonder. I don't know. I don't remember.
I just ollied this Forester. Bam.
Yeah,
I don't know. I remember I made out with this really cute chick, and my friend got mad at me, and I left his house, and that's the last thing I remember.
Wow. Solid day.
Wow. What if he hit
you? How old were you?
What if he 14? Hit you?
How was peaking in 14? I made out with a chicken guy.
What was the
car.
Next thing you remember? Were you in the hospital or were you like on the
I
street?
Woke up in the ambulance for like a second and I was like, am I going to die? And
they were
like
clear!
and then I woke up like in the hospital and I was just like, ugh.
I didn't die?
It hurt a lot.
How many bones did you break?
Like 7.
Jesus Christ, yeah. See, I've never really had like an injury except for like
being... I used to brag, I've never broken a bone, and then I broke 7 in one shot.
Knock on car.
That's kinda funny.
The road rash actually hurt the most out of all that.
The burn.
Like my fucking nipples. I had like road rash on my nipples and shit.
How Dude. The fuck did you hit the ground?
The police report said this is what the police report said, because I don't remember. The police report said when the car hit me, he was going 50 miles an hour.
Oh my God.
And I got 40 feet in distance, 10 feet vertical.
Jesus
and
Christ.
I fell. I landed on a fucking guardrail. Mm-hmm. And then I rolled down like a little hill.
So was the speed limit in this area?
Like, it was just like the worst fucking way to get hit by a car.
So was this?
It sounds horrible.
It sounds like the Meta Hall from Skate.
Yeah, like I don't remember it. I just woke up and was like when it happened. I didn't know like what the fuck happened. Like I knew like who my parents were and like what my name was, but yeah. they were like, what
who's
day
president?
Is-? Yeah, they were like, what day is it? I was like, I don't know. Yeah. My nipples hurt.
So was this like, were they, was this person like hardcore speeding when they hit you, or was it?
I don't know. They said like, it was like varied.
So there was no giant lawsuit, money settlement. You're not set for life.
Well,
for
what was the speed limit on the road?
Hitting your,
I don't know.
Yeah, I was about to say, 50, I was about to say, we're interrogating right now.
Honestly, yeah. You're a liar.
Run, was it hit and run, or was it like, they stopped and helped you?
He stopped. But didn't help me. I never met him afterwards. The only contact I had with him is his insurance. Tried to get my dad's insurance to pay for the damage to the fender of his car.
Yeah,
that's and my dad, that works. And my you dad called him and told him to go fuck himself. Oh, yeah, and then that was it.
You had to pay?
No, he just told him to go fuck himself, and he was like, "Yeah, that's understandable." Holy he would say that.
Okay.
They'll sorry about your son.
Yeah, try no, to I totally it. Understand.
He's kind of like half Wolverine now.
Like, if there's not criminal charges like filed or anything, insurance companies will do that. They'll be like, well, then if we're not at fault, we'll get them to pay for it, even though, you know what I mean? Like, there's
it's hard. No, it's not as easy as it, you could just sue somebody. That's what everyone always says. Like, if I got hit by a car, I'll just sue the motherfucker. Yeah. It's like, first of all, you have to not die, which is not as easy as it sounds.
And you did.
Yeah, but... The whole thing.
I like how you put yourself up.
I
on
had
the
health. I have health insurance. Like I was a kid and I was under my parents. So like, you can really only sue someone when shit like that. When it comes to you owe money for medical bills, like your life is. They don't care about that. That doesn't make them any money. You want the lawyers need like a cut, and it has to be like at least like $1 million or something crazy. You know what I mean? You can't. But if you're like, oh, I owe the hospital like $30, they're like, they're like, who gives a shit?
You got hit by a car going 50 though.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but
seven bones.
The system's not in your favor. You just need to do stuff and then die.
The system doesn't work for you. That's so what kind of punk rock bands were you getting into back
in
the
day? I mean,
we
were pretty hardcore. I mean, we were called the Pyropunks with an X.
Yeah, that was like, that was
you
like
don't
your
fucking
crew.
Know, man.
You guys are Pyropunks, and that was the crew. You guys had patches and shit
you
on the leather.
Fire?
Huh?
Did you spit fire?
I had that Pyro. Skateboard.
That's it. So what?
There you go.
What kind of what kind of bands were you into though?
Awful ones.
Yeah. Well, what got you like started into it?
Because I never really liked punk that much at first. Like I just was like I play drums and then I bought a drum set. Like it was like that.
So you're like, I need the first thing to learn.
Yeah, I'm sure I just was like Blink 182, man. I mean, they're pretty fucking hardcore. Like
that's
at first.
Paul's
then
favorite
I,
fucking band.
Then
honestly.
I got into all well, congratulations. They're back. They're not dead.
On my face.
That's what made me first start instruments too, was Blink 182. Like I was like, I'm gonna start at Blink 182 type band.
I hate Blink 182.
I was more of a Sum 41 kind of guy.
Yeah. Oh. I was gonna say Sum 41.
All killer, no filler.
All killer, no filler.
I mean, obviously, I got into more shit like as it went on, but I was always more into like rap and stuff like that.
There you go. So, what kind of rap were you listening to?
Oh, everything.
I love the hip hop.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I liked everything, but I was, you know, when you're a kid, you're dumb. Like, my musical tastes.
Cypress Hill.
I liked Cypress Hill a lot.
So did I.
I can't remember what I was.
So were you like straight into the beats though? Like, was that what drew you into rap? Because that's what you started playing drums too. So like.
I wanted to play bass, actually, but then they were like, we already have a bass player. And I was like, oh, then I play drums. Like, it was just like my audition for that was I think I like slapped the table at the cafeteria like fast. Like he did the drum roll the fastest. So he's the drummer now.
That's funny.
And I was bad for a really long time. I mean, I'm not...
And then you went to college for it.
Yeah. I'm pretty good.
I'm going to score movies, Ma.
That's funny.
Yeah. I mean, now I've been playing drums for... Fuck, like 15 years. So like now I'm decent. Like
the rap music, then were you into like the mainstream shit? Were you into the Young Jeezys, the Camerons, the Joel Santanas?
I remember one of the first CDs I bought, like with my own money, was fucking like the Marshall Mathers like LP. So I never liked Eminem, like, but that was like edgy. But I was like in sixth grade when that came out. I was like, this guy fucking
murdering people.
Yeah,
on a song
exactly.
and shit.
Yeah, because I remember like when like I liked Wu-Tang a lot. But, like, I didn't get it then.
Ain't nothing to fuck with.
Yeah. I was, like, just oh, they swore. Fuck yeah. Like,
they, Wu-Tang, sometimes you got to, like, watch listening to that around people because it's the skits are so vulgar, man. Like, they'll be like, I staple your nuts to a dresser. And you're like, whoa, like, I got to, like, cool this off a little bit. You know what I mean?
Well, I was just talking about this the other day. I actually was rewatching it. My brother's on the tour with me right now, but he's back at the hotel. And, we watched Don't Be a Menace while drinking your juice in the hood in South Central. I saw that movie when I was like like retarded. Yeah, we used too to, young. I used and I to watched that movie a thousand times. Like one of my friends had it.
Mm-hmm.
We would just watch it all the time.
We were that was the first, same like, way, dude. We would rent that shit. We'd rent it from like the video store like every fucking week when we were like 6, 7. And it's like, take me to jail. Yeah. I ain't afraid to fuck another man in the ass.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like the sex scenes and shit, too. And I watch it nowadays. I'm like, dude, this shit is like gratuitous. He's like feeding her hot dogs and shit.
Oh,
like,
ooh, that's the baby's lunch. Yeah.
I saw that movie when I was
just
a kid,
watched it like 2 days ago. It was, even now, I was like, God damn. Like,
how old were we when that came out?
It came out
in 1996.
Yeah, so fucking.
It's on
eight.
Netflix now. If you're all interested.
Right. So yeah, I remember. I literally remember being a kid and walking around and being like, "I'll suck your dick for a cheeseburger."
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Like,
and then the second
dude,
time he does it, like, "What you saying to me? I'll suck your dick, man."
You see him coming around from behind
for directions.
So you did music thing, you did the college thing, you played some music, you said you got into comedy from party, so you step up, like you just went and did a terrible show, is what you're trying to say, like how did that work, how was like getting into it?
Comedy?
Yeah.
I did it the first couple times at like parties, like mm-hmm. legit, like just like I remember I went to a party.
Like, hey everybody pay attention to me.
Okay,
like,
so after that. Yeah, pretty much. After that, I had told my friends I was doing it, but I hadn't done it yet, but I was, like, writing jokes, and I was, like, 20. It was, like, in 09.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were at, like, a little shindig, and this guy, I'll never forget, this guy walks in, and he's holding bongos.
Fuck yeah.
And someone was just like, where were you? And he was like, I was at the open mic doing comedy. And then my friend Gentry at the time, she just points to me and goes, Brian does comedy, too. And he's like, oh, yeah? And I'm like, yep. And then they're like, you guys should do comedy right now. And he's like, that's a great idea.
So it's like
I'm
a
like,
battle?
Yeah. And I was like, me too. Let's do that right now. And I said some awful jokes. And then that happened again. But then like the first time on stage, for like a year, I didn't know there was like just comedy open mics. Like I still had the music mentality. So I was like, I'll just go to an open mic.
Yeah.
And there was this shitty bar that would let me drink at... Like, even when I was, like, 17, they don't exist anymore, obviously. But they had an open mic, and I went to it, and it was hosted by this guy, Brett, the one-man band.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, a guy with, like, guitars, like, fucking knee cymbals, like, a horn, and all that. It's, like, it was, like, the most cliche, like, first time on stage.
Yeah.
And the only people that ever showed up to this open mic was a fucking bluesgrass band. And they were so annoyed that I showed up to do. They're like, "What do you do?" And I'm like, "I'm gonna tell jokes."
Like, this is supposed
like,
to be our hour.
Yeah, they're
and
like,
half.
"Do you play, do you play guitar or anything?" And I was like, "Nah, I'm just gonna tell jokes."
Stephen Lynch.
Yeah, and they were like, "All right, make it quick." Like it was like that, and I think I did like 7 minutes. And I drank like 6 beers on stage while I did it. So,
wow.
So it was like really good.
It was watch me chug.
Yeah, it was like that. And I was wearing like a dumb shirt. And it was all like half shirt. It was like it had a flower on it. It said grandmothers are special. Like it was like cliche. And then.
Oh, like, he's ironic.
Exactly. And I looked even more like a lesbian then. And
so no beard?
No beard, hair was short, or like Corey Matthews-y.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, and
yeah, solid reference.
I asked my friend how I did like afterwards, and he's like, I'd give you like a 6 out of 10. That's my friend like being nice, so it was like real bad. And then I just kept doing that, and then I found like a comedy club like 40 minutes from my house, and then I started going there.
So you just continued to write?
Yeah, I mean, like, I did it, like, I got some laughs, you know.
Yeah, how long ago was this? How long ago did you do that? Did you start with comedy?
That was like in 09.
09. You did music what for like a couple years before that?
Well, you said 15 years you've been playing drums.
Yeah, I started playing in bands when I was like 12. 27.
I meant
what
the
was 15 years ago, 2001.
Yeah,
I meant just like
right when 9/11 happened. I started playing music.
9/11 inspired.
I was like, I have to express myself.
Yeah, and you picked up the drumsticks.
It was around the same time. Like honestly, it was like you know what? It was the year 2000. I remember now because I was in sixth grade, and 9/11 happened when I was in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
That's Yeah, I'm just now realizing that that's the same for me, too.
Yeah.
9/11?
9/11, like, inspired me to get creative.
People ask, do you really? Remember where you were? No, I was like, no, I was in 7th grade.
But that is when I started playing guitar, though.
Holy like, shit.
Same, yeah, it was, I was in 8th grade when 9/11 happened. I was, like,
I remember, like, a leg behind your head playing fucking Weezer songs
yeah,
in the cafeteria.
And then somebody was like, 9/11. But
and you took, you took your leg off, but you kept playing songs.
Yeah. I remember right when it happened, I was just like, so can we go home? Like, we have to go home from Columbine happened, just saying.
Yeah, you were...
just saying.
So you're... what was I getting? But what I meant was the, like, Weekend Warrior playing, like legit touring, like, in bands would have been, like, from when you graduated 07 to fucking...
Yeah, I was still in high school and we were doing gigs mm-hmm. as a band. Like, I was probably, like, 16 and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, as we got old... Like, when I was, like... 17, 18, we were doing bands with like or shows with like bigger bands. Like we did some shows with like Thursday,
mm-hmm.
like Circus Survive and fucking
so you were
Fear
in
Before the March of Flames.
What's up?
Yeah, we were like so we were pretty much submerged in like the grindcore. Yeah, yeah. We were just fucked up all the time. Like it was just like a like I remember one show we did a show at Fear Before. I like
that was my
I'm not proud of this by the way. I drank like a whole bottle of Jaeger.
Mm-hmm.
I did shrooms.
Wow.
And I was smoking weed the whole time.
And you played drums.
Oh, dude, that's not and then I did like Dexedrine, which is like basically mm-hmm. speed.
Okay.
And there's like a video of me, like my head's like tilted like this. My eyes are completely shut and my arms are just going crazy. Like I look like I'm asleep, but I'm playing drums perfectly. And I used to be so fucked up. I would bring my own like gallon of water with me and I would just like drink like the whole thing. Ugh. I can't even do that. Now I have like 4 great. Beers on stage. I'm like, I'm fucking tired. Mm.
So 2009, you start doing comedy, you mm-hmm. start writing. Did you instantly go, well, I have to take this out of town and go around like I did with music, or were you just sticking in town?
No, I didn't start even the mm-hmm. first tour we did was like in 2012 or 2013.
So you did a few years of working around town
before you started. 2 years around. Of just really bombing. Mm-hmm. For... And then we were like, we should take this horse shit on the road. Mm-hmm. So then we went on the road and started bombing, and that was super special.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just got better. And now it's like, meh.
Now it's meh.
Well, it's going all right. Like, things are going really well.
Mm. That's what I was... When I Google your
name... I've
gotten
into some drama recently with some people.
What, you've got beef?
Rub some people the wrong way the road.
You got beef in the hood?
I guess so.
So, but... All right, so when you Google your name, right, there's, like, this giant list of credits that pop up. It's
oh,
like...
The,
you're the,
this is what the drama was all about. Here we go.
Okay, shit. So that you were, like, writer on MTV 2. You were a writer on Comedy Central show, a writer on an Axis TV show. Like, it's all these, like, credits of being...
Okay, here's the thing. Yes, but, mm-hmm. like, that's what people got mad about. These, like, people I never even met, and then, like, two, like, fucking DIY, like, house show, hug, mm-hmm. let's all hug and do comedy shows for each other people
mm-hmm.
were mad. They said I was using overinflated TV credits to scam small towns out of money.
Wow.
Which is not true. Like, first of all, everyone fluffs their credits a little bit. But, like, yeah, some bookers, like, get, like, super, like, you've seen Brian Bargnier of Comedy Central and MTV. Like, it's not like that. Like, mm-hmm. I wrote, like, two jokes on, like, one episode of, like, some bullshit thing for Comedy Central.
How do you get, like, contacted to contribute that joke?
Oh, that was, like, something, like, through Twitter. But then mm-hmm. they, like, emailed me, like, we like your submissions. Like, just email us directly at the Comedy Central thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, random MTV shit. See, like, I live in Hartford, mm-hmm. which is only an hour and a half from New York City and or Boston. Mm-hmm. So I lived in New York City briefly, so like I could just go to New York City and like do dumb talking head shit or like mm-hmm. dumb shit. Like we've like pitched some shows with MTV before, like sat down and stuff. Like you can go mm-hmm. do the Wendy Williams show, the street talk shit. Like,
yeah,
you can go do whatever. So yeah, that's it.
So you were just,
so like it's like yeah like some posters like we'll just have that logo and it mm-hmm. seems like.
It'll have,
I'm being
yeah,
like
it'll
purposely
have all three
vague or
TV
anything,
shows.
But if you read like my press kit, it's like I wrote jokes on this thing. Mm-hmm. I did this on this thing. Like,
so you would submit like a fucking like a page of jokes via email, and they go, "I like this."
Well,
one,
that was
or...
the thing for Comedy Central. It was different with all of them. Like they were all something different. Like mm-hmm. in like some weird like way. Like the Access TV.
I was about to say, yeah, I want to know about
Green,
that one.
Was Tom Green had that talk show on Access TV
oh,
for
yeah.
a while? And we were just drunk at a comedy show one time. We dared my friend, Jerry Morgan, who I tour with, to say Tom Green for 7 minutes on stage. Just say Tom Green over and over again.
Okay.
We did it. We tweeted it to him, and he liked
seven
it.
7 minutes?
Did 7 minutes of it. It was fucking ridiculous.
Just
say
Tom Green.
Just
said
Tom Green. Tom Green. They hated it. It was awful. We sent it to him, and he liked it. And then, like, they have, like, these Skype, like, caller-inner people for that show.
Yeah.
But it's, like, fans, but they cast you to do that. Mm. So we did that a couple times, and then they had this like segment that I like convinced them to do, where I was gonna call in and ask, like, because they had Andrew Dice Clay on, they were gonna play my stand up and then like have him shit on me or whatever. But then Dice went long, and then my shit got cut off the live thing, and then they just scrapped it. And then everyone, I don't know, just everyone just got mad.
You're still credited as
not, you know, like, most people aren't mad. I mean, I was on it still and stuff, but like,
people are like, I never seen nothing.
Yeah, so they went like out of their way to like overlook it all up. They were like, oh, the New England's funniest, like, you won like the newcomer division. So it was like basically like an open mic segment. And I'm like, well, no, the newcomer division's anyone that doesn't have agents. The pro is different. And I was in the pro, but
they're trying to downplay you.
Yeah, they were just mad. And like, basically, I was a dick to someone, I guess. And then they just took that to go after me. And
how are you a dick?
I don't know. I don't know who I was a dick to, but I feel bad.
Sometimes, was it like internet comments or like,
was it was people I never met, and then it was like a couple people I had worked with.
Someone trolled you and you trolled back.
Yeah, it wasn't even trolled. I was just like, I just was mad because I never thought that my credits like were cool, so I never thought that I was somehow like scamming
anybody.
Yeah,
if you go to your Facebook and stuff like that, it don't say all that bullshit.
Employed by Comedy Central.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I saw it on like I saw it on like an event page or something.
Right, it's just like something that people put to like dumb cheap people will probably go to the show not even go to anyways.
What the hell? There was another one in there too, like Little Women. Little Women, New York.
Yeah,
that
I never. I don't know where you saw that, but I
there was an article. I saw it too.
Ooh, where?
Just Google your name. It's like three or four links down.
Lifetime?
Huh? Yeah, it said Lifetime, Little Women, New York, or
no
something.
No way.
Like that.
I wasn't allowed to talk about that because I signed a bunch of paperwork, but the season's airing now. I was on that show, but I did like four episodes with that show, but I got cut out of all of it.
Little Women?
They it's shelved, so that means they could use it again at any time, but it's not going to be in this season what I did.
So it's and then what you just said, I have to completely reverse because you signed a non-disclosure agreement.
No, it's okay.
Not just messing. Whatever. Yeah, it was some like event page for a show. Where's the show?
That's so
at?
Weird. I wonder who would put that. I purposely would be like I didn't tell like anyone about it.
Wow,
it was one of the shows.
The Hideout.
Oh wow, of course. That's who got me in trouble. Those are good friends of mine that run those shows from Boston.
Gotcha.
But they posted this event. It literally was, it said like Brian Bargnier of Comedy Central and MTV. And that sparked like these people that I guess had already had like certain shitty feelings towards me to like, all right, fuck this
to
dude.
Be like,
let's
this
go.
Dude's fluffing his fucking shit. Well, you set the record straight.
Honestly, like I've seen it like a thousand times worse with different people, but I wouldn't, it's just like, I don't even.
Yeah. Well, you got to set the record straight.
Yeah, I hope they listen to it.
What were you about to say, Bob?
I was going to say it sounds more like your friends trying to, like...
They're trying to fuck with me, but that whole show was interesting.
It more so sounds like people that, like, aren't...
She's going to... The person I dated on that show is definitely going to listen to this.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's fun.
Shout out. Give her a bell.
But, all right, so
she's gonna yell at me that it came up. Honestly,
you started.
We'll reverse that too.
You started.
Tell you guys off air.
Stop.
So you tore. You tore pretty much. And then, but you kind of do the DIY thing. Then you don't. Are you? Are you aging it? Putting you in the clubs and shit, or you just?
I just did my actual first headlining a weekend at a comedy club in Indianapolis. That's why I'm out here.
So you just came from Indianapolis last night, didn't you?
Yeah, I drove here from Indianapolis.
That's
today.
Like what, a good eight hour drive.
It's like five. Four and a half. Yeah.
What's up?
Four and a half
from here to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, five. I'm about to move Matt back to here.
Okay, so you're hanging out in Indianapolis. You headline. Do the clubbing. Yeah. But you're also doing like
I do a lot of like bars and like rock clubs. DIY it is mostly venues. DIY because I do all my own booking and shit.
Who featured for you on that?
In the club?
Yeah, Indianapolis.
It was different both nights. The host was the same both nights. It was Trent Mabry. He lives out there. Man, I got to pretend like I'm a good person. I don't remember their name. Okay.
No, you're a good person.
It was Trent Mabry was the host both nights. The feature, the first night was Neil Snyder out of Crawfordsville, Indiana. Mm-hmm. And then the second night it was Dave Britton out of like Bloomington.
That's crazy. So did your like electronic press kit get you that gig?
I don't know how I got that gig.
Booked it, correct?
I got it through Neil. Yeah, but this was like through the grapevine.
Okay.
Okay, stop with the fucking...
Yeah. I'm interrogating.
You booked it, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a light on you.
First of all, what happened was I had a tour with them in March.
Yeah.
And then they canceled on me, and I'd already had a whole tour booked around it. So I had to do the tour anyways without those shows, and I was pissed about it. But then they felt bad, so they're like, we'll reschedule you, and they offered me more money, and I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. But I was the feature for the weekend, and I don't know what the fuck happened, but then, like, a week before it happened, they're like, you're headlining the weekend.
Nice.
And I was like, okay, cool. Because I feature at clubs and stuff, but, like, if I'm on the road, like, I'm usually doing, like, an hour, but these are, like, one-nighters and shit, like, and, you know, random rooms, so I'm headlining. But
you do an hour?
Yeah, I did an hour every night this weekend. That's what I usually do.
That's intense.
So you've been, you did a DVD with Jorge.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Jorge's been on the show before. He's a really good guy, friend of ours.
Love that dude.
How did you even meet Jorge and hook up with him? I know you said something.
We were talking
about it
off air, but I'll tell you the actual story. I was in like 2014, like one of the first tours. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, it was maybe like the third or fourth. I started touring with this comedian, Jerry Morgan. He also did punk band stuff, and that's why we were like, let's just do that with comedy, and then we realized it's really hard and all that awful. So he booked a show in Cleveland at that bar or rock club, Now That's Class.
Yeah.
Yep.
With a punk bar with the skateboard ramps and dick paintings everywhere. And it was us, two locals that he had booked and like some band, and they were really cool, and we just split the door with them. And Jorge just happened to be there, like, hammered. And he was talking to me, and he was like, I'm a comedian. I'm like, sure you are.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's just some drunk guy, you know, just like, I'm a comic. And I'm like, how did you know about the show? He was there for the band, unbeknownst to me, shooting the Destroy Cleveland stuff.
Oh, right on. Yeah, yeah.
So he was talking to me about that, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And then we just, like, you know, we were getting wasted, and, like, I was like, oh, this is a cool dude. And he's like, I'm from Kent. We have a pretty, like, cool comedy scene. If you're ever out there in Kent, like, let me know. And then, like, maybe like 6 months later, I was like booking another tour, and I like hit him up about it. Mm-hmm. And
you're like, what venues are in that area?
Right. Basically. And then I went out there and I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go?
Stone Tavern.
Stone Tavern.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, we film comedy. Like, if you come out here again, we'll
Slow
film
Mutant
you a DVD.
Does great
and
work.
I said, fuck it. Like, why not? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a nice offer. Like, it would be nice to just have. So I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of came out good. So I was like, fuck it.
That's so awesome. That was like an act you had been... Are you doing a new act now, or are you still doing the DVD act?
No, it's like mostly new, but I could do a couple jokes from it still because I don't have a full like set.
But did you... Did
it was
you,
only a year ago that I recorded
So are
it.
You you press it up and you're selling it on the road with you, or...?
Yeah, Jorge does all that stuff for me.
Yeah.
He presses it and he makes my... abortion falcon shirts too that I have and he mails them to me and then I sell them. I haven't sold a bunch of them, I've sold 260 like something.
Nice. That's
abortion
good
falcon.
DVD, that's the shirts. I'll tell you about that later.
I would
DVD
like,
yeah, I've sold like 267 not to be exact. Nice. But that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's
my old my old death metal band. I still got like 20 of our 100 left.
You
know?
Yeah,
and
you
so,
want to go home with the shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, I still have stickers from one of my bands. So like you, 7th grade,
so let me get you a koozie, a shirt, and two CDs.
So but alright, so you came to, you did it at the Stone Tavern, the recording and everything. I remember when that was going down. It was about what, like a year ago?
Yep.
Yeah, it was 420 last year.
420.
Oh, geez.
Giant 420 show.
I did the 19th and the 20th.
Mm. They did two DVDs that night too, didn't they?
Yeah, it was me and Yusuf Ali.
So you put that together, and you've been just moving around. Now you're back at the Stone Tavern. Is that going to be your little... And when you come through this town, that's the spot to go.
Well, it's not going to exist in 2 months, but it has been. I liked it ever since the first time I did it, and I had been there one more time since the DVD, but that was in September.
I mean, you're there tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow. Correct? That's why I'm here.
So
plug
when,
this.
Yeah, when people listen to this, it'll be tonight.
Yeah,
because they'll be listening.
Listen
tomorrow
to
morning.
This on the way to the show.
Mm-hmm. That'll be that's the correct thing to do. They'll know the geography. Like they'll just be cruising down Water Street. And then, no, don't hit that fucking clip again.
I like that. You're
You got a captive audience with Josie. She's just looking at you.
I know.
Go ahead, Sean. Say more words.
Cruising down Water Street, and it's 6'4".
Oh,
Brian
nice.
Brian Bargainier. So you, what's the future got for Brian Bargainier?
Comedy Central.
Right? Yeah. More.
Well, that was their big thing. That was their big complaint. So I just stopped using them. I was like, right on. Like, okay, fuck it then.
But are you continuing to submit jokes via channels? Are these channels still open?
Yeah, it's a lot of freelancing. I do. I work for like other shit. Like I contribute a lot to the. That website, The Hard Times. Do you guys?
Yeah, oh my god!
Yeah, I actually wrote an article that shit was over it the, Akron. Actually,
the Cleveland one, Cleveland yeah. Akron kid. Yeah. That was you that wrote
I
that
wrote
shit.
That one, that's yeah.
the, no way,
that was, dude. That shit spread around here like
I got
wildfire.
So much people from Akron. Like, we actually put Cleveland on the map. Yeah. I'm like, I just picked
that
any
shit,
town.
That shit spread around here like
in fact, I actually picked
like
Cleveland
wildfire.
Because of Jorge. Because I was looking
so
at his
sick.
Destroy Cleveland thing, and I was just writing it, and I was like, you know what?
That's incredible.
You know that.
Huh?
Does Jorge know that?
Yeah, I sent it to him.
Good.
I was like,
yeah.
inspired this.
That's so sick.
I've written a couple things for them, but
my favorite one is the van is the only remaining original
member
of the
on
van.
The tour.
Yeah, they're so funny. I was just a fan of the website, and I found out you could submit to it.
That's so sick.
So then you have to send like a bunch of stuff, and then I did, and then they liked stuff. So
wow, yeah,
so you
like
they put you times. In a secret Facebook group. That's what it is.
That's so fucking cool.
And then you just pitch shit all day.
Yeah, the hard like times. Hard times is great.
When Blink-182 is like shit. Like when they like we were.
What do you think of Blink's new song? Awful, right? It's like recycled riffs with a fucking Mark Hoppus like way auto-tuned.
It was all their shit was like that.
Yeah, I was about to
minus the, auto-tune.
Did you hear the new song that was like 10 seconds?
I'm more of an Angels and Airwaves kind of guy.
Fuck yourself. God damn it.
That's funny. So, but yeah, the that Akron article definitely spread around here like wildfire.
Yeah, no, a lot of people were very vocal about
it's a
that
very,
I didn't like it.
It's something
it's
that
just funny watching
the
other people to go, it's satire. Like, it's just, it's over the top.
That's the right. point. I kid. That's funny. I would have assumed somebody from around here wrote that because it was so close to home.
It was.
About,
it seemed pretty real though, right?
It did because
that's the thing is
it's
just
stuff
people, all scenes are like that. That's why
people talk about
yours.
It. People talk about it all the time. We're like, well, fuck going to Cleveland. The Cleveland bands ain't done shit for us down here in Akron. We just stay down here in Akron. Fuck going to Cleveland. Like it's always a little war between the two. Like we're gonna do our thing in Akron here, punk rock.
Yeah, my favorite quote from that is the fuck that redneck piece of trash. What's he gonna teach me about unity and building a scene?
was it Hard Times that released that the Story So Far shirt with the back of it was a fucking footprint?
Oh, I don't know.
Was that Hard Times?
Yeah, that was one of their articles.
Yeah,
they were like Story So Far.
Yeah, Story So Far just released new merch and it was just a fucking like boot on the back of a shirt.
Footprint on the back of a shirt. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. That's a great website.
Hard Times is fantastic.
They're so, yeah, I was just a fan. And then they, you know, the submission packet's pretty like, you gotta think of like 10 headlines and then a sample article. They didn't buy, and then they buy whatever. Mm-hmm. And then if they,
so you said to make up 10 headlines and then one sample article.
Yeah, but I took it serious and like it was hard. You
you got to put in work for
10's
that.
10's a lot.
That's
like,
that is. That's
you
hard.
Can think of like 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like my sample article, they didn't buy. It was like a $20 bill found in a tip jar or like passed out. And it was just like the band like didn't know how to react to it and shit. Like,
that's funny.
That's amazing.
So
you put in.
I mean, it's actually news. Like, this is real news that we.
I do that all the time. Actually,
what tip bands 20s?
Yeah, I do that all the time
at our shows.
They don't know.
Well, no,
they don't know
I
how to react.
Band a $20. At Paul's show, and,
thank
at his
you.
Show, and they TR literally like gave me a shirt. I was like, no, I was just tipping you. He's like, he gave me a shirt. He took every pin on the table and pushed it towards me.
So you basically got $20 worth of swag for your tip 20 because the band didn't know how to react.
Yeah,
to
hey, you bought them all Taco Bell.
Yeah, TR exactly. is really bad at doing things.
Taco Bell.
Should have taken that.
So you, what else have you got up in the future here? We got carried away on the hard times. Just continuing to tour throughout the summer.
Touring.
What's the plans here?
I'm taking a break from touring, actually. I'm going, like, to the West Coast and shit in, like, in September.
Really?
With one of my Boston friends, but...
You moving out there?
No. I'm just going on tour there. I've done, like, 29 states so far, but I haven't gone, like, to the West
you
Coast.
You haven't done
states.
The Pacific?
Yeah, I haven't gone there yet.
Is it Washington and Oregon?
It's more like Nebraska and
Spokane.
Kansas and shit.
I can see you.
Have
as
you been
Spokane.
To South Dakota?
South
no,
Dakota
I don't
is my
know.
Favorite.
We're still booking it. Like it's very like up
yeah.
in the air right Sioux
Falls,
now.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota was always like my favorite town in the
world.
Yeah,
grab the Phoenix.
just drive
the
around.
Phoenix Lounge. You'll have a good time.
That was Harrisburg, South Dakota. Yeah, that was right south of
I've
Sioux
done
Falls.
All types mm-hmm. of awful.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean the driving is kind of what's got to be fucking ridiculous too. You're cruising from fucking Kansas to Missouri to fucking Indianapolis to Ohio. I'm just shouting cities out.
Mm-hmm.
But the driving's got to be annoying. Spending 8 hours in a car every night.
I'm super used to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you driving?
Right now, I have a truck. Mm-hmm.
Dude, holy
rolling
shit.
Rolling a truck around town?
Yeah.
Diesel?
No.
Get 9 miles of the
V6,
gallon.
V6, though. V6, so it could be better, but.
Mm. That sucks.
So you got
I figured
any,
you were like in a Civic.
I used to tour in like a Versa, Nissan mm-hmm. Versa, and like fucking.
It might as well be like a Vespa.
Shit.
You got any audio out there? Any other than the beats? You got?
Oh,
any,
like
you
my
got
comedy.
A, yeah,
yeah,
got a
I
comedy
also
album.
Have a band camp for mm-hmm. my comedy. It's just my name, Brian Bargainier.
Mm-hmm.
Or YouTube.
Check
a lot
out
of my
the
YouTube
album.
Shit's old. I just Googled myself mm-hmm. the other day, and it was like all my YouTube clips was like 4 years ago. I was like,
yeah. 2013's funniest comic, or New England's funniest comic.
Yeah.
2013, man. But, all right, so are you going to work on a new album, work on anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I've just been touring and, like, making new shit while I've been touring, so it's just that's just kind of what it is right now.
That's what's up.
I'm going to take a break from the road, kind of put a lot more time, like, in, like, Boston and New York and shit like that.
How is Boston, by the way?
Boston's great. Like, I never really did it. Until like this past like year, now I go there a bunch. I just do well out there.
Good crowd. They seem like hateful people.
Yeah. They're all pieces of shit. So that's why I gel well with them. Like I just did Laugh Boston. Mm-hmm. That's like the second biggest like venue there is. Like
right
it's like the Wilbur Theater. So that was great.
It sounds like you got a. I mean, like
you're going okay. I just feel bad. I was a dick to some people in like fucking Louisville or like New Orleans or something.
And you're fluffing them credits all over town.
No one wants to hear they're a dick. I really do feel bad if I'm a dick, but I'm not.
Yeah.
But like if sometimes someone got misled because they didn't read like four lines of a press kit, like.
But also, I feel like
did I also do an hour on your $40 pass the hat show? My bad. My bad. I was just doing like. They thought one person I confronted that I had worked with said it was rude that I asked for a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It's like, yeah, but what if you said no? Did I still just do the show probably?
Yeah.
It's like, I got to at least ask. Like, some shows do have a budget.
Yeah, you got to have...
why wouldn't I want
to You at
get
least
got
to try and get gas money to the next
right.
town.
Like, this guy specifically doesn't have a budget, and I've worked with him many, many a time still. But you should still book me for money. That would be great. I would
thanks,
appreciate gas money.
Gas money gets you a long way.
Anything.
Really
drug
does.
Money.
Drug
something.
Money. A hamburger.
Or just give me drugs and a hamburger.
Mm-hmm. Drugs and a
That's
hamburger.
That's the name of my next album.
Yeah. Drugs and a hamburger.
Just give me drugs and a hamburger.
Please.
You got Twitter handle, yeah, Instagram.
It's all that. It's just all my name.
Brian Bargainier.
Except Instagram, but
Bargainier.
Who cares?
Yeah, just don't pronounce
Brian
it.
Brian Bag of Ragginger. Sorry, that's my accent. I add extra letters.
That's that Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
Bargainier.
That's this side of Akron accent.
We go down to the burr.
You guys want to hit the burr?
And we go to the burr and have a beer?
A burr?
Have a burr. Yeah. Want to go to burr and have a burr?
I say bar and have a burr.
It's hot in her.
But you say burr and have a beer.
So hot.
You say labbit blah, too.
I say pastel.
Instead of
Labatt
Blue?
Well, my girlfriend's
blue.
From Ohio originally, but like the other end. She
so, like south or west?
It's like on the fucking West Virginia like border.
Okay,
south.
So down south, like Steubenville.
I don't know. It's some Gibby town I've never heard of.
Yeah,
She's got like the long A's. Like Bath. I'm going to take a bath.
Oh, want to do some math?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
it's wild. Cute, though. I do that too, but more atrocious.
Do you got any interest in colloquialisms? From Hartford, Connecticut.
I'm sure I do, but I have to know what that word means.
Alright, Sean S. Dictionary, go.
What's up? Colloquialism?
Yeah, go ahead.
Kind of like...
Define it.
Fit a cow through the eye of a needle. Something like that.
That's not a colloquialism.
That sounds
up.
More like a limerick.
Like I'm gonna beat you like a redheaded stepchild.
Oh, like
sayings.
Like something, yeah, something that's like, but just kind of
from
like,
Connecticut.
Yeah, just like
oh,
Hartford
it's
type
just
thing.
Like, fuck you. That's a lot of fuck yous
that's
out
it.
There.
That's it right there.
I will say this. I was driving. I had road rage on the road with someone that's not from Connecticut. And mm-hmm. I guess I screamed, oh, fuck you, you fucking fuck. And he was like, I've never heard anyone swear like that before.
Really?
So I guess.
You fucking fuck.
You fucking fuck.
Mm-hmm. I usually
so clever.
Yeah, commonplace here, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Fuck,
yeah.
fuck. Yeah. I don't even say
he's from
words
Tampa.
Anymore.
They just this. I don't know. Kyle Roos, who's a great comedian, mm-hmm. he's crazier than anybody.
Half the times you just have to say fuck. Like fuck can it's interchangeable, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's what you're trying to say.
I think
say
there's John. A well, there's
you use it as a
fuck.
Pronoun.
You can use it wrong
adjective.
Though. Mm-hmm. Like if you're like, hey, you want like you can go to you want some more fuck?
Yeah,
yeah. I'm giving you all my fuck right now. Yeah.
Are these
you want some more fuck?
Yeah. Oh, you want more of this fuck? No.
I'm giving
sounds
you
wrong,
all
but
my
it feels
fuck.
So right.
Please just come.
I'm
going to
start doing that.
That's like,
oh. That might be a new bit, right?
Oh, my fuck.
So, just say fuck wrong for 10 minutes and don't explain it.
That's funny. I really appreciate.
Oh, that's an accent.
There's my Northeast Ohio accent coming through. I really appreciate you coming through here. I would
oh,
shake everyone's
for
hand,
me.
Man. Brian,
I know we all like
Bartner.
Met on the show, but thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's funny. Anybody, you got fun. Something you want to close us out with, Josie?
No, other than I'll be at the Stone Tavern tomorrow.
Yeah, Stone Tavern.
Are you guys gonna go?
On the
9 p.m. Yeah, I would definitely
cool.
try to.
I'm at.
That's a very good answer live.
My heart's with you, brother.
Yeah, I'm 50-50.
No, I
on it myself.
Yeah.
I might be there.
I want to go like the last 8 weeks, definitely.
Yeah.
What's up?
The last 8 weeks of Stone Tavern.
It's gonna be really fun.
By the way, they're like Anthony was talking about opening up another like spot.
Yeah,
to
we
do
looked at a,
on
we, I looked at a spot with him today. He wanted,
really?
Yeah, he wanted my feedback about it.
Cool.
Yeah, I hung out with him during the day. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Let's.
We got day drunk.
I was gonna say how drunk, my question was gonna be how drunk was he?
How drunk?
Well,
how
see, I was up
half.
I was up,
status?
I was going the
half
same.
Wizards.
I was
half
going.
Staff.
Yeah, he did talk about that a lot.
Half
I was hanging.
Wizard.
We were getting
You're
drunk
hanging.
With a cop. There was a cop with us, and we were getting drunk with him and another guy.
That's like
the guy that owns Stone Tavern.
That's a normal Anthony day.
And then I ate food and I had to come here. So
that dude just
texted like,
me.
They were like, "We're gonna keep Who? Drinking," and I was like, "All right, bye."
The guy from Stone Tavern. It was super fucking weird.
You're gonna read it to us.
Probably hammered at this point.
Yeah.
We were going pretty deep.
No, it was yesterday. I texted him. Hello, my name is Paul Wolf. Jorge gave me your number to get you on the podcast. I was wondering if you would like to come on May 31st. We generally
okay,
start
so
at 10:30 p.m.
Just text you out of the blue, like you made it seem like this
no,
guy.
No, no, no.
This guy just sent me pictures of his dick. I don't know why. I only
right.
messaged him like six
no.
times.
All right. Then 2 days later, he responds with, "Good sir, Mr. Wolf, comma." That's it. And I was like,
"Well, have you heard his band Diaper Wolf?"
No,
Diaper Wolf.
But I texted back.
Google it, Diaper Wolf.
I was like,
"That's what I'm here to plug. I'm here to plug the band Diaper Wolf."
I was like, "Unfortunately, I booked this until the beginning of August. When you didn't reply, I assumed you weren't interested. If you like, we can set up a date in August." He said, "Good sir, Mr. Wolf." He started off like his last text.
Again.
He's like, "Lewis here." And then there's like a fucking dash.
I feel
like
there needs to be a hyphen or like a comma. In that.
Yeah.
It's good.
I am amendable to Tuesday 31st May 10:30 p.m. semicolon dash Jorge mentioned such to me semicolon dash Jorge. I am unsure as to a more specific. And then he was like, "Plan and what topic you propose to explore? Kindly advise. Thanks. Understood."
No, that's how he talks.
Really? That's just legit.
Kind of. Honestly,
I read it and I was like, I don't know if this would be a good guest.
No, I'm so stoked.
That guy just blew me away.
His
like,
last text.
I mean, everything I just said, I talked about deep shit, and I feel like jack shit now.
His last text.
That guy just moved me.
His last text said, "Understood, comma. Let me know, comma. Peace and respect."
Well,
see, that has all the commas all the other texts should
yeah,
have.
Yeah.
You
fit them all
like
in.
Phone Dylan lagged in the dumbest way possible.
No, I really hope to have him on.
I looked up.
He's a really nice guy, and he's super cool.
I definitely
Googled Diaper Wolf, and it's just a bunch of images.
Oh, yeah, it's the name of
Wolves and Diapers.
It's the name of the gag is it's the fake band, but they just used to put him on posters for no reason. So, like, Diaper Wolf's going to be on the show. I was tagging you guys and shit. I was saying Diaper Wolf just got added to the lineup tonight, and I wasn't even on a show.
That's incredible.
Oh, that's funny.
Where do you get the hype up?
Mm. Yeah, I've got to spread the word about Diaper Wolf.
That's
my,
awesome.
My old
that's
college
that
nickname.
Was my nickname in high school.
That's Diaper awesome. Wolf. I'm really excited to see where Brian Bargainier goes.
More, yeah, we'll see.
Comedy Central.
Yeah, more writing comedies.
I have a book coming out.
Deathmatch.
What did you say?
I have a book coming out.
You have a book
Get
coming
out? Of town.
It's getting published, yeah.
Kindle or actually paper?
It's going to be hardcover. You can buy a physical copy, but it's going to be mostly like on Amazon and shit. Mm.
Hardcover or soft?
It's well, you start.
I don't have any money.
You gotta start hardcover, man.
Yeah, no,
yeah, it's not fucking like Catcher in the Rye or anything.
Fuck off.
It's like my tour stories plus like me babbling.
Mm.
So you make an audiobook?
No, they want me to.
Do you
want to
record one here?
I'm not reading my whole book right now.
No, not now, motherfucker. Like, come in and you can record here.
That's funny.
Maybe.
That's
I'd be interested. They want me to do it like the book's called If You're Reading This, Then I'm Already Drunk. And I used to do a podcast where I would get all hammered, and they wanted me, they wanted me to do public domain books, like books on tape, like Drunk History, but hammered. And then they were like, well, at least do it for your book. And I was like, I don't know, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to do it that way.
That'd be an insane session here. You should really do that.
That'd be really hard.
So
we'll get you like a bottle of Maker Mark. And
I feel like I would start ranting,
too. Just invite Anthony over, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He'll just be
just have him read my book. And you could just throw in whatever you want, dude.
That'd be funny.
I can do this percent now.
A lot of Hitler jokes.
So you...
I love Anthony.
So it's just a collection of essays, I'm assuming. Is that like
it's like my tour journal from like the years of the tours we were doing. And
it's like Silent Bob Speaks.
Yeah, but I never planned on writing a book. They propositioned me into it, and I just had it because I just...
You had all the journal
essays.
Yeah,
it was more
essays.
Just like... It was, at the time, it was more like just like a log of like what I got paid or like whether I should go back to these places or not and stuff like that.
Wow.
I have like OCD.
That sounds super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Are you being facetious?
No, not at all. Yeah.
There's some crazy stories in it, you know, like drug stories and like machine guns getting pulled out at shows. But a lot of it's just like, man, I ate Burger King. Fuck this shit. Like, it's a lot of that. And it goes in and out of a story about a wizard, but incoherently.
What was the name of it one more time?
If
You're Reading This, Then I'm Already Drunk.
It was supposed to come out last October, but I keep not finishing it.
Yeah,
But it's done.
You got a Chinese, Chinese democracy, that shit. Like, that's the point.
10 years, dude.
Cost $7 million to record and fucking make it take 10 years to
come out. Well, the thing is, I keep touring, so I'm like, oh, I'll just add this tour into it. So like now I want to add this tour to it. You know what I mean?
You gotta stop and start a new one.
Well, he's stopping.
Yeah, it's done. It's done now.
He's gonna add
it
to his EPK.
It's done.
Added this tour. I'm gonna add this tour. I already wrote up to date, so it's good. But it would have ended with the tour last month, but that's when I got into all the drama and I was super bummed out. So it ended.
That's probably a really good chapter of the book, though.
It's interesting.
You always have clever names for the tours, too. We didn't shout it out. What's
clever? That's the first time anyone's ever used that that word for it.
What's the name of this tour you're on right now?
What is it?
Let's say
Bumfucker.
Yeah. Oh, the Revenge of the Gibby Tour.
Revenge of the Gibby Tour.
Yep.
Yeah, so you always have, like, good, like...
The past three have had the word Gibby in it.
I think that's something you probably took from being in music, because we always did that. We would be on tour for 3 days, and we'd have names for them. Punch and Pie Tour. Yeah, shit like that. Like, so...
Yeah, I was more like, I'm going to go on the road for 46 days straight.
But,
this is a week. This
but
is
you're
like
not
the,
just
this
going...
Is like
you're not just going, Brian Bargainier, if you're going, this is the return of the Gibby, motherfuckers.
Well, yeah, like, but like a lot of people with comedy, especially they keep the same name for every tour, so it builds credibility. But I just pick like the worst name every time, so it never builds.
Gibby?
I like your style better.
Gibby's like a big inside joke. I talk about it in the book, but it's like a theory. It's what we call like redneck people, basically.
Gibbies?
Gibbies.
There's this colloquialism for the episode.
There you go. Yeah.
I have it tattooed on my arm. Well, it says Gibby sauce. It's ketchup. I drew that, by the way. My friend Kyle, while we were on tour, and I was fucked up. He tattooed that on my body forever.
Nice shade.
Yeah, he did all right.
No shade.
It took 5 seconds.
Sick work, bro.
Oh, they don't even. This is audio. It's a melting old lady with a coat hanger lapel holding a bottle of ketchup.
Yeah, it looks like an Aunt May.
Yeah, I drew it. I don't even know what the fuck it is.
I like it. It's good shit.
Yeah, you got to put that stuff on you.
Till tomorrow night, Stone Tavern.
Yeah. Stone Tavern,
Monday 16th. Yeah, Monday the 16th.
Okay,
yeah.
So wait, but it
last show of the tour
tonight,
too.
Is tonight?
Because yeah, because is this is going to be going up here in an hour or two.
Today, go see him.
Yeah, go. Yeah, just if you're not there right now, go fuck yourself.
Or yeah, because Stone,
I'm not there.
And it's, so you're just at Brian Bargain.
I'm trying to stick my dick
in
my ass.
I'm probably like late right now.
That's funny. Brian Bargainier on Twitter and stuff, Twitter, Instagram. You got the Tumblr. You on LinkedIn. You on the Tinder.
I wrote one thing on Tumblr and then I deleted
You're
it.
You're on Tinder.
Oh, I'm on Tinder.
It was on Tinder.
Don't you have a girlfriend?
Do you do, hold on. Do you do the Tinder in each town? Like, I guess before the girlfriend, but like when you go from town to town, you were hitting the
Tinder. Yeah, right, before.
Well, yeah. but no, in all seriousness.
I
no.
never really did well on Tinder. No. Honestly.
Get out.
Nobody's swiping your way.
I do all right in real life, dude. I get laid a lot. I just don't get laid again a lot. But
nice.
That's a good joke. I like that one. You're do you use that one on stage?
That's right. No. I'm doing my own bits on you guys. That really is a bit of mine, but it's part of a whole different thing.
I like that one. But, it's too but true. Yeah, so that's got to be, that is weird that, like, I never imagined that going from town to town being able to just. Well, let's just hit up Tinder and see what girls
gonna
swipe
me in this
area.
It's weird, like, when I go on tour with, like, TR and shit like that, like, he's like, yeah, I just made my fucking, like, radius, like, 3 miles from the town that we're at. So it's, like, all different girls.
Yeah,
and then when you come into town, yeah.
We go to, like, Ragnarok or fucking Roanoke, fucking Virginia.
You almost find places to stay that way, too. Like, just Tinder match, be like, yo, I'm in town. And
yeah, mom booth. We gotta stay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Do you guys still tour?
What's up? No, he does. I'm not in a band anymore.
Well, if you ever need places to stay, I use it a lot, and I'm going to plug them, because why the fuck not? Use Ignite Hospitality.
Unite Hospitality?
Ignite Hospitality.
Okay. Where's that at?
It doesn't matter. What they do is they get you like a free hotel room.
Whoa.
You pay them a finder's fee, and they put you up in like a nice hotel room.
That's insane.
And then you go on.
We should just find people like around the area.
And
like,
then you go on social media and a lot of websites and say, this hotel's pretty fucking awesome.
I got you.
And you, so they fucking for like, yeah.
You should keep that close to the
chest. But they are like good hotels too. Why not?
That'll go away.
Well, yeah, if too many people.
It does spread him thin, but like it also, it's very beneficial and it helps a lot.
Paul does
like
the
I get put
thing.
Up in like nice hotels, you know, for like I was put like in I pay like what like 20% or whatever. And
that's
you're just paying like $16 for like a fucking nice ass room.
For and then you just like, but it's like you're being a spokesman for a second on Twitter, like, hey yo, the Hyatt and fucking.
Well, you review it honestly, but those reviews are actually like really important to them. Like, I never know it. Like, I have the apps and shit. Like, you gotta do a lot of websites.
Yelp.
And like one time, like TripAdvisor, Yelp and TripAdvisor are the big ones. And TripAdvisor was like, do you want to see how many followers you have on TripAdvisor? And I was like, bored. And I was like, sure. And it was like 25,000. And I was like,
Jesus,
holy shit.
And I was like, oh,
it's like fucking Comedy Central resume.
Yeah. Well,
they want to know what your reviews of these different places are.
I read hotel reviews when you stay in hotels.
You ever sleep at Walmart?
I read reviews for everything.
Do you ever sleep at Walmart's? Not inside, but in your car.
Oh, I've done that too.
You slept inside?
Inside the Walmart.
I've in the ceiling. I read the article about you.
I've slept in my car. I've slept in my car even recently. It happens, man. I used to do like
that's
like,
the only place I'd sleep.
The progression of the touring, it was like finding like another comedian, let you crash at their place, or you find someone to fuck so you can crash at their place. Then it became we made enough money to maybe get a shitty motel room. Then we figured out if you stop at a rest stop, you can get those hotel coupons. And half the time those would work. So
or sleep at the rest stop.
Yeah. Oh, we did that too.
I was about to say, Walmart parking lot was just kind of what I would always find.
Yeah, but I don't want to sound like a diva or nothing, but I like not getting stabbed. Like, so
we never got stabbed.
Yeah, I felt safer almost going to, at least with equipment and stuff for a band.
But I'll say, ever since I started using this dude that runs the service, it's way better.
That's the way to go then.
And it's cheaper. For a nicer room,
you're put up in a hotel right now?
Yeah.
Where are you staying at?
I'm in Youngstown right now, though.
You're out in Youngstown? Yeah. Is that where you're driving to tonight?
45-minute drive.
Yep, yeah, I'm super excited for it.
they're like,
I just came from there.
So yeah.
It's closer. Well, after the show tomorrow, I'm going home. So it's that much closer to going home.
Yeah.
I only have to drive 7.5 hours home after that.
So you're going out to Youngstown tonight. That's a good city.
Y-town.
No, it's not, but my hotel's nice.
And then back here tomorrow, basically.
Yeah, but it's only a half hour from Kent.
Yeah. Okay. Because
that's nothing. I drove 5 hours for here. I drove from Connecticut. The first show was in Fort Wayne for this. So I drove Yeah, I did it in one shot. It's a 12-hour drive. It took me 16, but that was it.
Jesus Christ.
When you're just traveling.
My brother doesn't
drive.
He's with me. It's just I just drove it all.
The two of you guys can just kick it.
How young is he?
Huh?
How young is he?
24.
Oh, you said he didn't drive.
He just doesn't. He's just
like, I was about to say, put the light on him.
Just because you're old enough doesn't mean you have to do it. I don't know. He sucks. I don't know.
What do you want me to say? All right.
He's using it as a motivation to move to New York or something. I don't know. So you can take the bus.
Take the Uber. Take the Uber everywhere. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming here, Brian Bargainer.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Let's have a good day.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production, executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.